Oh, 93.7 WEEI. It is Rich, Ken. Our buddy Ted Johnson's going to be back on Monday. And you can give us a call at 617-779-7937. This is a Red Sox team that deserves your attention now. I mean, what a great series win. A lot of great stuff going on there. Chad Tracy's proving that he is a good manager. He has taken a team that should have given up, and they are playing their ass off. But the Roman Anthony stuff is driving me crazy, and what's happened with what Breslow said about that. Let's go to line five. What's up, Matthew? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Good evening, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, doing good.
Very good, very good. I was at a game earlier with my uncle. I went to a game on Tuesday, actually, as well, after work. But, man, Davis Martin, y'all took us to town. On Tuesday, that's not usual for him this season, and it was frustrating too. Y'all had the three lefties
right.
for each game, and man, I don't know, the Sox just took a sleeping pill or something. But y'all hustle into the All-Star break with something to chew on, and I think the Sox are a better team than that. To be honest with you, the White Sox, that is.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Sox were the hottest team in baseball. Yeah, you guys, like, yeah. I think the White Sox won, was it 10 straight home series? And then a team that was garbage 2 weeks ago, like comes in and just really, like, dominates. So, yeah, we're as surprised as anybody. Thank you for the call, Matthew. But as I said, it's a team that you have to start paying attention to.
Anybody you fear in the American League? I mean, Tampa, I guess. I was talking to Bradfield about that. I mean, they got Caminero and good pitching, but... You just swept the Yankees. This Chicago team just went split with Cleveland. I mean,
dude, I still fear everybody. you don't know. You need a little more of a sample size, but at least you know that they're playing their ass off and they're going to play hard. And there's talent there, and they're finally starting to tap into their talent. I mean, what Caleb Durbin has done has been nothing short of like kind of shocking.
Breslow's guy, give him credit.
It is. Let's go to line one, Jeff. What's happening, Jeff? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jeff.
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, good, man. Thanks for calling.
So the whole Anthony thing, you know, I think we threw our, not to date myself with an old reference, but we threw our eggs into one basket that was pretty darn young.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just a kid, and we're bringing in his family, and all of a sudden his sister, who's a lovely young lady, is all of a sudden exploding all over the place. And, oh, he's the next big thing, and she's the next big thing. And so much pressure on a kid like that. And I don't know, obviously, maybe there's some arrogance.
I mean, Jeff, maybe. All I know is that this Sox team does not want him around right now. And that was... Chad Tracy, I think that he looked at what was going on with him and going, I've got something good going on. Chris Cotillo, Sean McAdams sounded like basically it was a punishment. It was so bad that Breslow had to lie about it and say that there wasn't any room in the training room to have it, which is the worst excuse I've ever heard. Let's go to line four. Mike, what's happening, Mike? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, I got a different take on Breslow's comments, so I'll hang up, but I think they need room for people that can help them win. And his injury, they don't think he can help them win anytime soon, if at all this year.
Oh, can you imagine that if he's out the whole year? So, that'd be incredible.
I mean, first of all, it would be against everything we've been hearing about this injury. Because it sounds to me, according to all the people we've spoken with, including Chad Tracy, is that it's, in so many different words, a pain tolerance issue. You know how many... the creative ways people have gotten around saying it's pain tolerance, because the minute you say pain tolerance, it makes the player look bad when he doesn't come back because you think you're dogging it. You think you're being a puss.
Well, and he signed that big contract. You remember Cora, before he got fired, told Rosenthal said Cora was telling us about how these kind of deals, it changes the game when you have all these players this young under these kind of contracts. And then Cora was like, oh, that got taken out of context. But he was not only given a lot of pressure, but he got a lot of money and it may have taken off some of the initiative.
It could be. It could be. Let's go to Mark, line two. Mark, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, guys. My thing is they have an elite rotation right now. They're as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. And the ball players that they have on the team right now, they're trying their rears off. And, you know, as a fan of the team, I appreciate what they're doing. So, you know, I hope they make it still under, you know, still 8 under, but, you know, I've got a good feeling.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Mark? Listen, as I said, today is a good day if you're a Red Sox fan. And you know
five
what?
Five under, by the way, not 8 under.
That's right. Yeah, they're 500. But the main thing is that you're seeing a team that's taking themselves seriously. They're winning games against good teams. This isn't just, and you know what? I'd be perfectly fine with them stacking up wins against bad teams because that's what you should do. You should beat bad teams.
Yeah, you should sweep the Angels. Like nobody is going to give you a pat on the back, but you should have done that. But now you beat the White Sox. You know what their playoff percentage is now at Fangraphs?
Oh boy.
31%.
I mean, listen, what was it 2 weeks ago?
I think it was 20 or 15.
Like,
I mean,
you're right, like 15%, yeah. I would think. But you know what? I think I just keep coming back to the fact that Tracy's doing a good job. Tracy's doing a really good job. And to be quite honest, if things continue in this direction, you got to start considering him to potentially be your guy.
Well, you got to give him some help too, right? I mean, you did score just 2 runs today on 1 home run. So don't you think he wants a bopper?
Yeah.
Don't you think he wants Breslow to go out and get the next thing for him? Get him a Jeremy Pena watch, somebody that can hit home runs behind Wilson Contreras, who's in the home run derby, if his foot's okay.
Yeah, that would be nice. Listen, as I said, the fact that he's done this with this team, not only talent-wise, but just how he got thrown into it and thrown into the fire and has somehow turned these guys into a team that's trying and playing their ass off, playing their absolute ass off. And you know what? He's done a better job with this team than Cora did this season.
Yes,
and now it's like
fact.
Official.
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's now a fact. And you know what? It's not just a fact, but he has taken players that were bad during Cora's time.
His AAA guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they're good players. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I do like what you said about having some of these dudes, you know, coming up from AAA, that he's already got an idea of what they can do, what spots they can put them in. And it seems to have worked. And I like that. And they're playing – the crazy thing about it, too, is that for a while they're playing dumb baseball. They're playing smart baseball now.
Yep. Good defense, smart baseball, bunting. I mean, stealing bases, being aggressive, getting pitch counts up. Bullpen is – Slayton coming back and being – because he was a mess as of like a month ago. But now this is 2 days in a row where he's been lights out. I kind of said earlier on in the year they have room to trade a reliever and still be okay, but I don't think so anymore. I think they can't touch Contreras, right? I mean – tempting because everybody's going to want Wilson Contreras, but if you're a contender, you got to keep these 4 guys at the back end.
By the way, France Morocco down at Boston Stadium about to enter minute 90. France up by 2 goals.
You feel good about that? You lost to Philly in the first round, and France has taken over Boston. France won.
Yeah. They were out last night. They were out last night partying on the streets.
Were they?
I'm going to miss the World Cup. I am. I'm really going to miss it. Although I do like the fact that there is one player that I'm a huge fan of now, and that is Norwegian Gronk. And that is Erling Haaland. He's just the best. He's like 6'5". He's like Dolph Lundgren.
He cried, though. He's a little soft. We saw him crying tears of joy, but still.
He's like apparently the nicest guy. He is Norwegian Gronk. You know, Gronk was like a good dude.
Yeah.
He's like, ha-ha. He just like everything makes him happy. He's like happy to be alive. He's good to the fans. Apparently to other like teams, if there's a dude that's upset, he goes up and just like high fives him and gives him. Like he's like a legit good dude, but he's also an effing monster.
Yeah. And they play England. They play England, so everybody's going to be rooting for Norway. That's the Saturday game, Saturday match.
All right. By the way, I'm not the only one who thought that when I saw Erling Haaland that he was Gronk. This is Julian Edelman talking about Erling Haaland, who is the breakout star of this year's World Cup. Let's hear Edelman.
Erling Haaland as the European Gronk is epic. I haven't heard that, but I love it.
First thing I saw when I saw him, and I play FIFA a lot, so like I'm kind of, I know a little bit about these guys. Shout out to FC RWC, that's my club's team. We play FIFA. But yeah, that dude's full European Gronk. It's unreal. He's European Gen Z Gronk. I love him getting on Snapchat after the games and answering fans, doing goofy stuff, putting cowboy boots on. And he's just it's been really fun watching all these guys come in and enjoy the United States.
There's videos of him kicking balls off dudes' faces for goals. Like he's absurd how good this dude is.
And, well, think about not only Mbappe and Harry Kane, but Messi and, as you say, Haaland. There are 4 like superstars that even if you don't follow soccer, you know how good these guys are.
Yeah, you should be rooting for Norway. Norway should be the team the world should be rooting for. You know, listen, whatever about Messi, he's won enough. In France, no one should root for France ever.
Nope.
And then when
don't
it comes
to Glenn, our video guy, huge France fan.
And you know what? The only reason I don't want to root for England is because I like Scotland so much, so F England. I don't want them to win because that's an insult to the Scots. So Norway is my team.
I'm with you.
And Erling Haaland, the Norwegian Gronk, you're my guy. All right, everyone. Well, damn, that was fun.
There we go.
That was good.
Ted would have played the Charlie Brown music and mocked us for being overly optimistic.
I had it up. See, I almost did.
You got to get into it.
I didn't even say anything about them making the playoffs or anything else. All I said is that they now deserve your attention.
Correct.
They have earned it.
Beat
and we got a good team to talk about now, thank God. Oh, and there's just not enough room in the training room. There's just too many sick people. Not enough beds. All right, everybody, have yourself a fantastic evening. Everybody, enjoy the beautiful weather. Stiz, Jackson, thank you so much. And we will see all of you tomorrow. Everybody, have yourself a wonderful evening. Come on, Morocco. You can do something in your plus 4 minutes that you have left. Let's kick France's ass. Everybody, have yourself a wonderful evening. We will see you again tomorrow. Bye. Goodbye.